Well, joining us now is Nina Smith. Nina is the chair of Rail Future, the Yorkshire branch. Hello there, Nina.
Hello.
Hi there. So it sounds like passengers heading for a bit of shopping or maybe visiting friends, you know, they want to reserve a seat are out of luck. And what do you think to this decision to cut the whole reservation process?
I think it's difficult to comment on the actual decision because it may be made in the best interests of all passengers. I think the real thing we have to look at here is whose fault is this? And the fault is clearly people who drink to an antisocial level and then travel on public transport. Why do people have to sort of travel from one station or the other to drink and get drunk? Why can't they do it in their local area? I think, taking this a bit wider, perhaps it's time that alcohol should be banned on trains except in restaurant cars or bar areas. It seems crazy that people can get on trains with six packs and start drinking.
I guess the problem might be that they're already drunk before they're on the train, and I suppose that's the problem for some of the train operators, is it?
It is, and certainly in the bigger stations, I would have thought that maybe the operators, you know, the security staff on the stations or British Transport Police should be around at times where this is particularly prevalent and perhaps stop people from getting on trains, make them pay for a taxi home.
So do you think this is sort of not the right way to do it then? I mean, I guess the problem is for the companies is that what do they do? You know, yeah, they could try and stop people getting on the trains, but I suppose they want people on the trains, and how do you stop that happening? And maybe the seat reservation thing is part of the answer to that.
Well, I don't think any train operating company wants drunken people on its trains, because although they might be getting the fare from that person, how many other passengers are put off travelling by train in future because the behaviour of some other passengers is intolerable? So I think most train companies, and not all of them, would actually rather not have drunken people on their trains. So why don't they introduce a policy, a strict policy, at least of no alcohol in trains? That goes part of the way. And this, I think, the article in the Hull Daily Mail said that TransPennine were putting security staff on the trains that are affected. So those security staff should have the powers to turn people off if they are behaving in an antisocial manner. Now, if somebody's drunk and they're quiet and they're just sort of going to sleep or very quiet in the corner, that's not a problem. It's when you get groups of people, usually middle-aged men, shouting abuse, being awkward, you know, as in these cases, just sitting in other people's seats. This is just not acceptable behaviour. And if these people behave in such an immature way, then you know, frankly, they should pay the price for it.
Yeah, and it makes it horrible for everybody else on the train. That's the problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, train travel should be a pleasant experience. Now, I mean, one of the other problems, of course, is that there aren't enough carriages on the trains at the moment. Now, Northern and TransPennine both are getting extra trains. The TransPennine trains, some of them are going to be longer. I don't think the Hull ones will unless they couple two units together. But there is a lack of capacity on trains. And if people are forced to stand, then that causes more problems. You know, people get angry. I also wonder whether there is too much reserving of seats for people who are buying very cheap advance tickets. I think there is a case for saying, you know, that if you buy an advance ticket, which is specific for a certain train, that shouldn't come automatically with a seat reservation. Because you get the ridiculous situation that people with a cheap advance fare can have a seat, and people who buy the ticket on the day and are paying a lot more don't get a seat because people on cheap fares have reserved seats. So I think that's another issue for the train operating companies to have a look at.
Nina, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. Nina Smith. Nina is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire branch, and thanks to Nina for coming on. A spokesperson for TransPennine Express said, on our week.